Welcome to Spiritual Shit You Need to Know, a lifestyle podcast for millennial women, light workers, and spiritual badasses who are waking up, ready to tap into their powers and own it like a true boss. I'm Regis Cowan, spiritual entrepreneur and life coach, and my passion is helping women like you get out of your own way and step your mindset game up. Are you a spiritual woman who's questioning her life, wanting more meaning and purpose? And you're ready to live your most amazing life, then this is the place for you. Your time is now. Let's get to it. Hey, lightworkers and spiritual badasses. This episode is sponsored by my free essential oil guide. Want to know what's the one oil that can help you get your entire life? I created a free guide for you so that you can learn all about it, the different uses, and the many benefits. I know you want to have the best health and overall wellness so that you can live your best life now and continue to slay your goals and dreams. Get my free guide at bit.ly/topEOguide now. Or you can also find it on my website, theholisticsojourner.com. Hey, Candace, welcome to the podcast. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad you could join me on the show today and talk to our listeners about what waking up really consists of and what the process is. So just start by letting us know a little bit about you, your background, and then how you started to spiritually wake up.
Okay, so a little bit about me. My life is so busy. I am a full-time mom, a full-time communication student at the University of Wisconsin, the Milwaukee campus. I also side hustle on Poshmark. So I sell trendy clothes, shoes, and accessories on there. And my spiritual awakening, that happened for me, I want to say about 10 years ago or so. It's been quite the journey.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
And so what was that like for you? Like what happened to you, or was there an event or a series of events where you realized, okay, something's happening?
You know, for me, the initial awakening wasn't really an event. Sometimes you will find that the universe will usher in people to be a catalyst for your spiritual awakening. So I was with my ex-boyfriend at the time, and it started off kind of small. It was kind of like, oh, you know, the government doing this and the music industry, that. So it started off with that. And then I started to learn about different types of crystals. And then there was a major event that happened. We ended up breaking up, and it was like so much drama. And from there, I just kind of put myself into isolation. And a lot of synchronicity started happening. I did a lot of research, and it's like one thing after the next started happening, and then everything just started to look different to me in the world. So it happened through a lot of different events.
Yeah. And so what consisted of like your relationship? How was that like the big event or big aha? Like how did that affect you?
Wow, it was really serious. And one thing to know about waking up is it usually doesn't come easily. Nobody wakes up one day and says, my life is just going so great. You know, I think I'm just going to change myself today.
Right, exactly.
But the relationship, it didn't start off bad. It actually ended with him cheating on me with somebody else. And then that other person ended up getting pregnant. So it kind of it threw me into a depression. So I like had no choice but to sit back and kind of think of why I allowed this person to do this to me. Why wasn't I strong enough to leave? And what was it about me that was attracting those types of people in my life?
Right.
And the universe will send you all types of signs, people into your life. You might hear a message on TV, you know, things like that, that kind of is like a seed planted in you for other things to come.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Now, do you think that you were receiving messages the whole time and it kind of just got louder and louder, or did it just kind of all hit you at one time?
Oh, I got messages. I just didn't listen to the messages. I remember you did a podcast about tarot cards, and there's a card called the Tower.
Yes.
It was like a tower moment. It just like came in and hit me. It's like, we have a choice to change always. But when you ignore the signs, it's like God or the universe just comes in and makes it happen for your growth. So that's what happened. I had all types of signs that it was time for me to leave, make a change in my life, but I didn't want to. I just wanted to hold on to what was comfortable.
Yeah. And that's usually how it happens. We get pushed out of our comfort zone. Right when we're trying to hold on. So I definitely understand. And what, were you a mom by then? Had you had your son yet?
Not yet. I had my son about a year and a half ago. This is by somebody else.
Okay.
And he was also a catalyst for me too. Even having a child just threw me kind of deeper into, you know, my spirituality and becoming a better person.
Yeah. And kids have a way of bringing so many different things out of you that you didn't even know you had in you. You know, like you said, they're a catalyst and they notice things and they pick up things so easily. And it really just makes you think like, wow, like what am I portraying to this little person? Because they're going to pick up any and everything I do.
Right.
So it really just, that's definitely an awakening in itself. To help us as individuals grow. So let's talk about like what the awakening process typically consists of, or just necessarily for you. Like what were some of the things that you started discovering or diving into?
When I first started waking up, I remember the first thing I got into were crystals or whatnot. So I started researching crystals, a different meaning of it. And let me do a quick story time. This is when I was with my ex-boyfriend and I had just found out about crystals and all this cool spiritual woo-woo stuff.
Right.
And I started to tell him about like rose quartz crystals, but I was using it for self-love on myself. He thought that I was using it on him and I was trying to put some type of spell on him. And that's when I came to the conclusion that not everybody is going to be okay with your spiritual journey.
Right.
Some people are going to look at you like you are crazy. You're
crazy.
So it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody.
Right.
And we all have our own path. Exactly. So that was even like a more waking up process for me. Like, okay, everybody's not on the same path.
Right.
And then after that, sometimes you get downloads, which are basically like aha moments or something that propels you to do something, but you don't know exactly where it came from. It's like the idea was put in your head. So I started watching YouTube videos. I started watching a lot of tarot card readers, and then one video led to the next video.
Yep, that's how.
And I just and then I just found out all this stuff, and I was like, wow, like the world really isn't how we see it.
It's not.
Kind of really hard to explain.
There's so many things.
You know, it's really deep.
That are going on. I like to say behind the scenes, because if you're not, you know, quote unquote woke, it's behind the scenes for you, but it's really not. Once you start to dive into that, you're like, wow, this stuff has been here this whole damn time. And I've just been blind to it. Where was like, where was I? What hole was I under? What rock was I under? You know, why didn't
it's I? Like the, it's like the waking up basically is the moment you see the world for what it really is. And you discover the truth behind the perceived truth that you've been conditioned to.
Yes.
So that's one thing that waking up is. And usually when people who are not woke come across people who are, they usually think of them as crazy, conspiracy theorists, loony, or what have you.
And you know, one of the biggest things I think is people fear what they don't understand. So if it goes against something that you know is your norm, you know, that's fear showing up because you don't understand something. You don't want to know about it because you're really afraid of what it really could be. And I think a lot of people are afraid of what it's going to reveal to them about themselves. You know, a lot of people don't want to face a lot of stuff that they have going on for themselves. Like, no, I can't dive into that because then, you know, it may bring out their own insecurities, which it tends to do. But that's just a way for you to grow and transform your life. So it definitely, if you don't wake up, you will at some point. And some of us are a little hard headed. You know, we don't get it. I mean, I know some older people who are still like not waking up. I have some coworkers who are,
oh my gosh,
50 years old, 55 years old. I'm like, are you seriously?
It's like, what have you learned all these years?
Yeah, I'm like, you just got to open your mind to a lot of things. Try something different. You know, one of the things that everybody says is, if you've been doing the same damn thing and getting the same damn results, maybe you need to try something else.
Yeah, maybe it might be you.
Right. It may be
not other people. It just might be you.
It's you. But it's just so crazy how we're conditioned to keep doing the same things.
Yeah.
Why should I try something else? If this is going to work, let me just keep doing it. No, it's not working. You need to try something else.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people just don't understand that. And you really have to change your mindset. And so speaking of mindset, what are some things that you do or have tried that really has helped to strengthen your mindset just around your life and your life purpose and, you know, just staying focused?
Well, first and foremost, I do a lot of journaling. I think that it's important to actually write to your thoughts down so you can go back, look at it and meditate. And then even if it's like a year later, it's important to go back and look at those notes that you wrote a year ago and see the progress that you have went through, and see how much you've grown as a person. Like, it really is interesting. I mean, it sounds so cliche to tell somebody to journal, but it's so important on this journey. And then the other thing that's helped me a lot is just really being around like-minded individuals.
Yes, say that one again, girl.
Yes, like-minded individuals. If you're waking up and you're becoming spiritual, you will find that you won't resonate with the same people you used to resonate with. Like, if everybody just wants to go out and drink and party and do all these different activities that you used to be into, you're not going to be down with that no more.
Nope.
It's important to find people who's, you know, engaging in the same activities that you are, who are able to hold a conversation like me and you.
Right.
You will find that you just can't be around those people anymore. And in order for you to keep growing, it's important for you to be around people like you.
Yeah, definitely. And I know for me, when I started that process, it was very draining for me to be around like my old friends. Mm-hmm. And I tried so hard to hold on. Two friends specifically, I remember, I kept trying to hold on. And I'm just like, you know, trying to do the things they want to do, going out to the club, drinking. I'm just like, yo, I'm just not interested in this stuff anymore. And, you know, trying to find a new way to connect. Same thing with like family members. I tell people all the time, like, you don't have to necessarily like disconnect or totally cut off certain friends or family members, as long as they're not toxic, you know.
Yeah.
You can still connect on a different level, but the way you want to spend the majority of your time is not in that way anymore. And so it's okay to kind of, you know, drift off a little bit and find your new tribe or your new people who you want to kick it with all the time, because y'all are on the same page. You know, and people think they do just have to like, well, do I have to cut them off? I'm like, no, you don't. They just, like you said, they just don't resonate with you anymore.
Right.
And if they're really your friend or want to be there for you as your family, like, they have to learn that this is who I am. I'm growing. I'm turning into something else. And you either accept it or you don't. And I've had people who accept it and I've had people who don't accept it.
That's what happens.
Yeah, I know one of the biggest things with that too is relationships, like going back to what you were saying about you using rose quartz crystals and your boyfriend thinking that you were crazy. you know, I think that's definitely like that breaking point or that awakening point in relationships where, okay, does this person really love, really care about me, and they see that I'm going through a change or a transition? And can they accept that? Like, whatever you got going on, you know, I don't know about these crystals, but if that's what you into, cool, that's you.
Right.
But to, you know, bring it up like you're crazy or try to dissociate it, like, I think that's where you have that moment of like, where am I going and is this person going with me?
Yeah, it's either cut off or stay. You definitely don't want to stay around people who criticize you and make it seem like you're crazy, because then they're throwing you off course, throwing you off of your path, and you won't be able to propel forward.
Yep. And when you don't listen, when I tell people all the time, when you don't answer the call, the knock will get louder. And, you know,
it will force you.
You don't want the knock to get too loud. I'm telling you, I'm like, yo, I've been down that path. I don't want to go down it again. When y'all send me messages, when God, spirit, whoever sends me a message, I try to listen the first time.
Yes.
Because I do not want to go down the rabbit hole. And, you know, I mean, in some cases, it can be fatal. I've heard a lot of people, their different waking up stories. I had one lady who I met, she got in a car accident and lost her leg. I mean.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She was like, and you would have thought that woke me up. She was like, nope, I still didn't wake up yet. lost my damn leg in a car accident.
Yeah, listen, the first time.
I'm just like, that's the extreme of it. You know, most people don't get that far down. There are a lot of cases where they have, but, you know, my thing is that I'm here to spread love and light and give the message, be like, look, don't do like me or so-and-so. If you can wake up as, you know, as quick as possible without something fatal happening, then please do, because, you know, it's time. A lot of us are trying to raise our awareness.
Yeah, so many people are waking up right now.
Yeah. And then you were saying journaling is one of the biggest things too. You know, huge for me too. I definitely believe that journaling down your thoughts and, like you said, going back and reviewing them later. Definitely. Like, what are some things that you may have written down, if you're willing to share? It doesn't have to be super personal, but what's something that you may have written down a while back and you went back and read it and was like, wow, like, I've really changed.
One thing that I find really interesting when I go back and read old journal posts, I used to have these lists of the characteristics and qualities that I wanted in a guy. And they were just so mundane and just so, like, just surface level. Like, I want him to look good. He has to smell good. You know, stuff like that. And what's funny is when you ask for something, you will receive it. Like, I got exactly that. But what I didn't put down was that I want him to have some type of, you know, basis for spirituality, or I want him to take responsibility in his life, like the deeper level stuff. And it's just important to see, like, how your priorities and things change as you get older and as you grow.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the thing, we have to be really specific, you know, when it comes to trying to manifest that dream or manifest that goal. And so as far as, like, manifesting in your life, let's, like, using that as an example, would you say that that was something that you really put a lot of effort into, or did you kind of just write it down and then forget about it and then it just showed up in your life?
At the time when I wrote that, this was like a couple of years ago, actually, and I wasn't as spiritual as I am now. I had just started learning about manifesting and the law of attraction, so it was kind of just like, let me write this down and see what happens. And, like, I didn't think it was actually gonna happen. It was like a test at the time, and I actually got everything that I wanted. I just wasn't specific enough. And so that's when I realized that when I'm asking for something and I want to manifest something, you have to be really clear on what you want. I mean, you have to be crystal clear on your desires, because you're going to get it. Be careful what you wish for.
You just might get it. You will get it. Yeah, you definitely have to be very intentional with what you want to bring into your life or what you want to create. And so, yeah, that's one thing I always like, but that's the first start of it. I tell people, write it down, you know, and, you know, I think more so, like, if you're trying to bring something into your life at a quicker pace or time period, so to speak, you know, there's a lot of things you can do as far as, like, focusing on it or reading it every day. Affirmations. Do you do affirmations at all?
I do affirmations. At first, it wasn't easy. Because I wouldn't.
It never is.
The more you do it, the better you'll get at it. And the more you say something, the more likely you are to believe it. But I will say, it's not easy when you first start. I remember being in the mirror like, I am awesome. Like, really? Like, I didn't honestly believe it until I started doing this on a consistent basis.
Right. It's so crazy, too, because it's like, this is weird. Like,
yeah.
On the mirror, talking to myself. You know, or just saying something out loud, period, is like,
this is, we're not used to that. We're not used to going in and, you know, taking time out for ourselves and being with one. That's why it's so weird at first.
And I think that's huge, especially, you know, for young people, for millennials, is taking that, you know, whatever, however you want to do it, taking that one-on-one time, journaling, doing affirmations, taking time by yourself, like, to do your own self-care. A lot of people don't want to be, you know, quote unquote, alone or by themselves to really steep and deal with their own stuff.
That's what it takes. That's what it really takes. Yeah. They call it shadow work.
Yes.
You have to really dig deep into the stuff that you really don't want to acknowledge about yourself. That's how you change. Changing is not ignoring something and just being positive all the time. Sometimes you have to acknowledge and say, this is a part of me I acknowledge it, and this is how I'm going to change it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And you can't be afraid to go into it. Mm. You know, and I think it's definitely a process. It does not happen overnight.
Definitely.
You know, and I think a lot of people see, you know, if you're on Instagram or Facebook and they see like people who are, you know, either making all this money or living this great lifestyle. And I'm like, y'all, I promise you it did not happen overnight.
Right, right.
Everybody has to do their work. Everybody has to do their work. I promise mm-hmm. you. You know, we are no exception to the rule.
All right.
Definitely not. So what are some things that, like, is there anything new that has intrigued you recently or that you started learning? Any other spiritual woo-woo stuff that's just, like, wow to you?
Recently, something that's new to me. I actually started watching a lot of YouTube videos about the frequency of the planet uh-huh. and how right now we're living in a pivotal moment in history where a lot of people are actually starting to wake up mm-hmm. rapidly all at once. And I thought that was pretty interesting because the more people that wake up, the higher the frequency is going to be on this planet.
Yeah.
So for people who are not familiar with what that means, basically it's like the more positive energy there's going to be, the more love that there's going to be on the planet, which in turn is going to make, quote unquote, the world a better place, even though Definitely. It sounds cliche.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm really, like, into that. I'm all for that.
Yes, I'm all about, yeah, getting people mm-hmm. to wake up because we're trying to raise the vibration of the planet mm-hmm. and these old systems and
they're falling apart.
Systems, like, we are not here for it. You know, mm-hmm. especially our generation, millennials, we are not here for it. Like, you are not going to tell us what we have to do. You know, or that we have to do it the old way. Like, we're all about innovation and trying mm-hmm. to raise the vibration, move up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's so exciting. I know one of the things I dive in, and again, I can go way down the rabbit hole when it comes to spiritual stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I've done like you. That's how I started. I started, like, you know, getting on the internet and watching YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. More so just doing a lot of reading because YouTube wasn't super huge back like 10 years ago when I started mine too.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago mm-hmm. now. But I would read blogs and posts about aliens. I mean, that was just like, are you serious?
That's like mind blowing.
Yes.
I mean, you need to tell me we might not know
people about this. They're like, that is, you are nuts. You are crazy.
Exactly.
And I'm like, well, when you really start to think about it, like, it does make sense. There are so many things that the government hides from us. Mm-hmm. People who have actually had these experiences and have come back with knowledge. Mm-hmm. They've been exposed. I mean, that's, you know, a whole nother topic. I could go down the level with that. But and just, you know, realizing that we're not alone. It's not just us. And that we are here to mm-hmm. Live our purpose and that we have a mission.
Right.
You know,
we do, definitely.
Which, speaking of purpose, would you say that you know what your life purpose is, or, you know, that you're on track to it? Do you feel like it's something specific, or are you still discovering it?
Oh, the spirituality has definitely put me on course to what my purpose is. Mm-hmm. If you would have asked me years ago what I wanted to be, I wanted to go into fashion and beauty only because it was like the thing, like everybody yeah. wanted to go into doing makeup and hair, and I knew that that was not for me. It was not something that came naturally to me.
Right.
And then I wanted to be a social worker because I knew I wanted to help people.
Right.
But I just wasn't really clear on how I wanted to help, so I started interning at different places and found out that I hated it. And then I became more spiritual, and now I know that I do want to help people, but more so on a spirituality track,
right.
inspiring people on self-love, self-confidence, on being authentic and true to who you are. So, yeah, spirituality definitely helps you get on your path.
Yep. And it has really opened up a lot of different things for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
It does open up a lot of things for you. I've seen this opportunity and I was like, this is like a manifestation for real.
You attracted it, girl.
Yes. Yeah, I did. I was like, I would love to run into somebody who's just a part of my soul group, who is just like on some real spiritual level type things.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do a podcast with somebody. And then I seen this. I was like, that is just perfect.
Which is so funny because several people that I have already interviewed said the same thing. Like, I've been wanting to do a podcast. Mm-hmm. I've never done one before. And then I saw your post and I'm like, what?
Crazy.
So again, like, I feel like when you're, you know, in alignment or living your spiritual purpose, mm-hmm. or you're on track, like things, like you said, synchronicities, things just start to like line up for you.
And yeah, they do. They do.
You know?
They do. And everything, it becomes a lot more easier.
Yeah.
You will find that if you're on the wrong path, you will meet roadblock after roadblock. And no matter whichever direction you try to take, something is always stopping you. Like, it's always something.
Yes.
But when you actually get on course, all these opportunities will start to open up and life will get so much easier for you.
And you can just be in flow. And I tell people, I'm mm-hmm. like, I'm all for being in flow. Let me just go with the flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, especially as women, like, that's just how we are naturally. Like, we're mm-hmm. meant to ebb and flow and go with it. Like, men are a little bit different because they have a different energy. You know, mm-hmm. they're a little bit more forceful, but even them, they still have to learn how to tune in.
Mm-hmm.
But it just feels so much better to be able to just like be in flow. Things just start happening. I'm not trying to force it. And I'm not hitting these damn roadblocks.
Right.
That's what I don't like. I'm like, I feel like a freaking failure.
Yeah. If you're hitting roadblocks, it's time to make a switch. It's time to do something different.
Yeah. I'm just like, when you're in crisis mode, nothing is like going right. And everywhere you turn, it's just like, well, now let me try this. Well, now let me try that. Instead of you really stopping and taking time to tune in and mm-hmm. figure out like, what's in alignment for me? What do I need to focus on? Or like you said, what are your gifts? What are your talents? What comes easily to you? Focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so many of us try to go against that when that's part of your purpose and, you know, your spiritual gifts is to mm-hmm. really pay attention to what's natural to you and what feels good to you.
Yeah. I think a lot of people get off track due to listening to, even though people have good intentions, listening to like your family members, your friends. And it's not always people being jealous or wanting bad for you. Sometimes these people honestly do love you and they want the best for you, but they kind of project their fears onto you, or their opinions and their beliefs of how they were raised onto you. And so here you are thinking that you're supposed to do this in life because they told you maybe you'd be a good nurse or something because you like to help people, and then you start following that track and it's not for you. Everybody has a God-given gift or a talent. And this is why a lot of people I've met, like in their 50s, 60s, even 70s, they will tell me, like, I have no idea what my gift is. I don't know what my purpose is in life. And that is as a result of listening to other people instead of your higher self or intuition.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people are always like, how do I listen to my intuition? Like, what does that mean? I'm like, you know, when you get that gut feeling mm-hmm. or that little...
Yeah.
So that's your intuition. Like, and I think the main thing is we try to like think about it logically, and I'm like, it's not really something that you can think yourself through. Like, you really have mm-hmm. to feel it. You have to be in that feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, do you feel like this is good for you? Do you feel like if you go out with so-and-so tonight that that's gonna help or benefit you? Or, you know, or just little things like, if I get in the car tonight and it's 10 o'clock at night, is this a good time for me to go out? I have a feeling that I should not be leaving the house right now. That's your intuition. You have to listen mm-hmm. to those things. Those gut feelings. So I try to tell people to apply that to, you know, your career or your life purpose or doing what mm-hmm. lights you up. You'll know immediately if something feels good to you or if it doesn't. You just have to
something follow. That even if you didn't get paid for it, would you still be happy?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And like you were saying, like family members and people, they really do care about you.
They do.
But ultimately, you know what's best for you, and that's what you have to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the biggest things of when you're waking up spiritually and you start to realize it, like, look, these people aren't awake yet. They've been conditioned just like you, and so this is all they know. They're just doing the best they can, you know,
with the information that they have.
Mm-hmm. It's really up to you to make that decision of what's going to be good for you and what's not. So awesome. I think that's so exciting.
Yeah,
I love hearing people say, you know, I woke up and I realized like there's just so much more out here, and that, you know, we can really create the lives that we want.
Yes.
Just by listening to your intuition. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Super. What else, my dear? Let's see. So, you said you're a full-time student right now. So what exactly are you working towards right now?
So I'm a communications student right now. At the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. So basically my degree is kind of like a backup plan for me. And usually people say that this is like my first thing and then I'll do this as a backup plan. But the reason why I consider this a backup plan for me is because I do have a child.
Right.
And if what I plan to do as being an entrepreneur does not play out the way that I want it to, at least I have something else to fall back on.
Definitely.
So it's kind of like a personal decision. I don't feel like that's everybody's course, though. You don't have to go to school or be in university. But for me, in my case, in my situation, I feel like it's important to have a backup plan for myself. And then I was going to take it into marketing because I'm a creative. Yes. I like to put my ideas and collaborate with others. And yeah, but first and foremost, I do want to be an entrepreneur. That is that's the thing now. Like millennials, we are not with it. Like we really don't want to work for anybody else.
But you know what? I love that you said that that's your backup plan because we've been wired to think the total opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your 9 to 5 or going to college, that should be like your main career. And that you should continue to trade hours for dollars. Like that should be, that's how we've been wired. Like this is your full-time life. And then if you want to be an entrepreneur, that's your little side hustle thing, as people, some people call it, because they don't think it's really a job, so to speak, or a career. But I just think that some people have to really work on that mindset to rewire to be like, no, your full-time job is your backup or your side hustle.
Yeah.
Like what you're passionate about.
It takes a lot of strength to actually tell somebody that college is a backup plan. They will look at you like you're so crazy. Like, girl, what are you talking about?
Just like, hearing that.
I've had older people tell me that they've retired from their 9 to 5 jobs. And, you know, things are starting to change now. People are starting to see things a little differently. Everybody wants to follow their passion. I think it's great. I'm for it.
Yes, definitely. I know for me, I tell people that all the time because I'm a full-time x-ray tech. And so, you know, it's so funny because I'll get patients to be like, do you like your job? And I'm like, yeah, I love my job. I do. But it's not going to be my only job. Like, I'm interested in. And usually I don't go down that path with them. But I'm like, yeah, I like my job because I do. And yeah, it started with a family member saying, oh, you like to help people. You like science.
Yeah.
You know, and definitely it's always been, I think if you're an entrepreneur or if you have that mindset, I think you've always had it to some degree. And you kind of know you have this little nudge that kind of just stays with you. So even when I graduated, got out of school, got a job, I always knew that I wanted to run my own business. And, you know, it's just, it's a financial freedom thing for me. I want to be able to make my own money while I pursue my dreams. So that's what having a 9 to 5 can do for you. You know, if you're, hopefully it's not something that you hate, because that's a whole nother story. If you hate what you're doing, it's probably not going to last. You're probably going to end up on your behind somewhere.
Hit a tower moment.
Yes.
The universe is going to say, okay, I'm going to need you to make some changes in your life and you're not doing it, but we're going to make you.
Yes. So you have to find something, you know, even if you can't fully pursue your passion the way you want to, you have to find something that fulfills you to a certain degree or where you can show up with some of your gifts so that you can continue to contribute to your dream life or dream business.
Definitely.
So that's something that I can do. So definitely. Well, my dear, I'm so glad that you could join me here today on the podcast. And I got to learn so much more about you.
I was so excited. I was so geeked for this.
Yes. So let our listeners know how they can find you. Where are you located on Instagram, Facebook? What are all your handles?
Okay. So you can find me on Instagram at I'm Candace V. Will it be in the podcast notes?
Yes, it will.
Okay. Because it's Candace with the I. A lot of people spell my name with the A. I'm Candace V with the I. You can find me on Instagram.
Awesome. So exciting. Yes. And I'm going to follow so I can keep up with you and your story.
Okay.
And
okay.
What's going on with you? I'm so glad we got this moment to connect. And
yes, it was so exciting.
All your info will be in the show notes. So thanks, guys, for joining me for another episode. And I'll see you on the next one. Bye.